This painting is called The Raising of Lazarus, and it's by Sebastiano del Piombo, 1517. You can find it in room 8. It's a very large painting, it's very bright colours. Even though it was painted such a long time ago, maybe 500 years, it's still very bright. Some of it has faded quite a lot, but it is fairly dramatic. You can see it from a long way down the gallery. Your eye automatically goes to the most striking picture, figure in the middle of the picture, which is the picture of Christ. He stands above all others, even in the foreground, and he wears a reddish, faded now, his robe, and the beautiful blue ultramarine lapis coloured robe, which was the most expensive colour you could buy. Also reflected in the sky at the top of the picture. The skies are ultramarine lapis, very valuable, special, precious, and here is Christ. He is also precious. He is from that heavenly place. So even the colours that this artist has used, he is telling us things about Christ. People in these days didn't read, and these kind of pictures were very important, especially in the Catholic Church. There was no Protestant Church to teach people about the truths of the Bible through the pictures. And some of them are totally astounding. There he stands, above all others. All others kneel to him. All others put their hands together to him. We have various disciples in various colours of robes. Peter is in the blue robe at the front. John is in green. And that green colour goes through the whole painting. The picture has an autumnal feel about it, with the browns and the greens, especially in the background. And again, the background reflects the historical time that the painter painted this in, rather than being true to the time that Christ lived in. One green figure at the back, who's quite interesting, very bright colour, stands out, is one of the Pharisees. He's with a group of Pharisees. He is debating something at the back there with his friends, probably debating about who Christ thinks he is. How can he say the things that he says? He's only a man. The Pharisees attracted the greatest criticism from Jesus and the strongest words. He called them whited sepulchres. White on the outside, looking good on the outside, and inside they're full of dead men's bones. And surely, surely this can be applied to much religion in the West that we see today. Totally obsessed with form, culture, rules, and not with the truth about Christ and the everlasting gospel. The lady on the ground at the front with the yellow dress is supposed to be Jesus' mother. You don't often see her in yellow. She's in the beautiful bright golden colour. The lady near her in the purpley blue dress with the red sash is Martha. Martha is an extremely important person in this story. She and her sister Mary have sent a message to tell Jesus to come because their brother Lazarus is gravely ill. Jesus deliberately holds back. He doesn't go. And in the meantime, Lazarus dies. Four days later, Jesus arrives at Bethany at Mary and Martha's house. It's too late. Mary is mourning her brother. She can't come out of the house. Martha is a bit more of a stalwart. She is a strong character. She knows her scriptures. She knows her doctrine. And she walks down to the grave with Jesus, discussing the resurrection. Jesus says, "Do you believe in the resurrection, Martha?" "Yes, I believe." He says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." She knows that. She believes that. But to what extent? She's not quite ready for what's going to happen in a couple of minutes. And when they get to the tomb there, the stone is over the front. Jesus says, "Remove the stone." Martha's horrified. You can see her hands up there because it's going to be a smell. He's been dead 10 days. She's worried about that. She likes cleanliness and likes things to be in order. She's slightly horrified. The man to her left is slightly horrified too. And there, another huge figure in the right of the picture is Lazarus himself. Lazarus looks dark-skinned. In Sebastiano's time, men were usually painted with darker skin than women. They were more rugged types, outdoor types, more tough, and women were more delicate, so to speak. So that's how Lazarus is portrayed. Lazarus has been dead, and Jesus shouts to him, "Lazarus, come out," and he obeys. Lazarus obeys his Lord because he loves him. And we can see even in this picture how he loves Jesus. His eyes are riveted on Jesus. His friends are trying to get the grave clothes off him. He's not that bothered about that. He's looking at the Lord. Jesus is pointing to him. Jesus has brought him back to life. And Lazarus will never forget that. Lazarus loves the Lord with all his heart, as does Mary and Martha. And this is a wonderful picture for us that we need today. We need this picture. We are dead in trespasses and sins. We are as dead as Lazarus. We are stinking in the grave. We must obey when the Lord calls us to come and repent. We must obey and come to him as Lazarus did. Neither Lazarus nor Mary nor Martha ever married, but none of them are portrayed as weaklings or lacking anything. They are devoted followers of Christ, and he often came to their house for sustenance and for help and for to clean themselves up after spending nights on the street. The people all around are praying, thinking, wondering what's happening, what's this man doing, who is this man, what do you think he's going to do next, did you see what he did last week, we disagree with this, he shouldn't be doing that, he doesn't know who he is. And they still don't believe, even when Lazarus is raised from the dead. This is the heart of unbelief, which will never believe, no matter what they see or hear. But we leave it with Jesus here in the middle of the picture, the risen Lord. One day, and he's not dead yet, but he's going to rise. He is a risen Lord, that's why he can raise Lazarus, and the little girl of 14, and the young boy that was raised at the funeral, his own funeral. The Lord can do this, and he can do it for us in our souls. He can make us alive to himself so that we know him and so that we love him. Faith comes by hearing, and it's given by God so that our souls are saved. Those who truly believe and loved him are rescued from death, not just physical death, but that awful eternal death of the soul. We all need this Lazarus experience.